This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, the ketogenic diet has taken the world by storm as it promises to help followers lose weight, improve brain function, fight cancer, and much more. And with good reason, keto diets have been shown to reduce inflammation and lower the risk of chronic health problems by shifting your metabolism into a fat-burning powerhouse through intermittent fasting. The problem is that the average keto diet can lead to harmful eating habits and subpar nutrition. And that's where the expertise of our next guest comes in, Dr. Will Cole. He has written a book called Ketotarian, the Mostly Plant-Based Diet, or Plan, rather, to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. He joins us now. Welcome, Dr. Will Cole.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Will, could we start with what a keto diet is? We know that there are probably several diets under the keto umbrella, and wondering if you could provide a definition of your diet, keto diet.
Sure. So the ketogenic diet, if you break that word down, ketogenic means burning fat for fuel. And there's by its very definition, the ketogenic diet would be a high-fat, moderate protein, lower carbohydrate diet. And there's many ways to do the ketogenic diet. But the more conventional way that people are doing it, what you'll see on social media or maybe the health blogosphere, you'll see a lot of meat, a lot of dairy. And what I wanted to do with Ketotarian, which is my play on words with my new book, it's a plant-centric ketogenic diet. And it's a cleaner way to go keto that gives people a lot of fresh, real food, plant-centric, ketogenic meal ideas.
So these types of diets that might fall under this umbrella but in some way are different, I know there's a lot of controversy around which one is accomplishing what you are trying to accomplish with the ketotarian diet. So we've got Atkins diet, we've got more recently the paleo diet. And so I'm wondering if your approach is it's mostly plant-centric, but it's trying to accomplish high protein and high fat at the same time. Would that be a correct assessment?
Yeah, predominantly plant-based. So I give people many vegan keto options, and that would be entirely plant-based. But I also introduced some vegetarian keto ideas, and that brings in things like eggs and clarified butter or ghee, and then pescatarian keto options, and that's with wild-caught fish and seafood, but still being plant-centric. So the goal of the ketogenic diet is not just lowering carbs, but it's actually getting the body into the state of nutritional ketosis, which is actually burning fat for fuel. So someone could be low carb and not be in ketosis. But the goal of the ketogenic diet is actually shifting the body into this fat burning state. So your body produces naturally ketones because of the state of ketosis. And ketones is this fuel. It's sort of like a log on the fire versus the kindling on the fire of burning sugar for fuel. But this log on the fire, this state of ketosis, is more long-lasting, it's sustainable, so it allows cravings to be really curbed, making it sustainable for people. But it's also more than losing weight, which is what most people are kind of introduced to the ketogenic diet, what excites them about it. But from a functional medicine standpoint, I'm actually really excited about the research showing the ketone beta-hydroxybutyrate, which is what your body's producing, is this main ketone. It's a strong anti-inflammatory. So a lot of people out there are dealing with inflammatory issues like autoimmune problems or diabetes or even things like anxiety and depression, fatigue and brain fog. These are all pro-inflammatory issues that are sadly very common in our society. And a clean ketogenic diet is a real natural way to naturally lower inflammation levels.
Yeah, and Will, I have to say that this is something that I ran across in my personal life 20 to 25 years ago. And this may be very common, and from your functional medicine standpoint, you may have encountered this through the years, and you know it's led somewhere else. But back then, I was participating in triathlon, and I did exactly what you're talking about with coaching and direction, which was training my body to burn the fat that was stored, because we were told that we had a very limited and small reservoir of energy in the form of calories that were provided by the sugars and things of that nature. But we had this enormous reserve in our entire physical system, in our blood, in our organs, in our stored fat. And we could do, you know, amazing things like 10-hour events. And anybody who's an endurance athlete, and they've been around forever, have probably figured out how to tap into those long-term reserves, which I think is exactly what you're talking about, and burning that fat instead of the smaller reserve, simple sugar reserve.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. That's exactly what we're talking about. So it's a way for people that aren't endurance athletes, or people that are, but just for the everyday people to just get in to the state of ketosis, which will benefit a lot of people. Even if you're not doing any endurance exercise, you can still feel great, because a lot of people find themselves on this volatile blood sugar roller coaster where they're putting kindling all day long on the fire to maintain energy, or they get hangry and irritable or fatigued if they don't. Let's give people another option from a food standpoint, and that's what ketosis is all about.
And I would think that some people find that to be a fairly easy transition. For me personally, it was very easy, and it's carried on into, you know, current day. I mean, I'm still, I actually, looking at your book and reading your book, I am a ketotarian without having known that that's what I was. But what about people who really seem to struggle with that? They eat well, they're following the basic fundamental principles, and yet they haven't either shifted, their metabolism hasn't shifted. Are there exceptions, or is it, I'm kind of wondering about the application and how many people this is going to, you know, be an easy transition, and how many people will maybe never get there because their bodies just aren't configured that way and their metabolism doesn't work that way.
Sure. So we all have the ability to be in a burner, in the state of burning fat for fuel. But the way that I would recommend in ketotarian is allowing your body about 8 weeks to shift your body from being a sugar burner to a fat burner. This creates that metabolic flexibility that you were referring to. And for some people, it certainly can take longer than others. There are certain people that are more insulin resistant or have higher inflammation levels where that metabolic flexibility is going to take longer than somebody that without those issues. But from there, they can say, okay, I've built metabolic flexibility. I'm a fat burner now. I'm getting the benefits of ketosis in a clean way. Then they can personalize it and find out where they feel the best, because some people have higher tolerance to carbohydrates. So they do something like a cyclical ketotarian approach, where I talk about in the book where 4 to 5 days of the week they're in ketosis, and then maybe the other 2 to 3 days out of the week they are increasing their carbohydrates from real foods, things like rice or more fruit or sweet potatoes, things like that. But they've built that initial metabolic flexibility over those initial 8 weeks. So that's one way to do it, but some people like to stay in ketosis longer. Some people do ketosis seasonally, so maybe during the winter they'll be in ketosis, and then the summer they'll have more fresh fruits and starches. So there's so many ways for people to use this application in a way that works for their body.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Will Cole. His book is Ketotarian, the mostly plant-based plan to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. And Dr. Cole, I'm wondering, without giving too much away, what does that 8-week period look like when your body is transitioning to burning fat from burning the sugar and carbs? Does it happen right away, or what does that look like during the 8 weeks?
Sure. So they are focusing on healthy plant fats predominantly. So things like avocados or olives, nuts and seeds, coconut. And if they're a vegetarian, they can bring in some eggs in. If they are pescatarian, they can bring in some wild-caught fish. And then they're eating a lot of clean protein. But so it's a higher plant fat, moderate protein. And then the carbohydrates are coming from lots of vegetables and from lower fructose fruits like citrus fruits, grapefruit, lemons, limes, as well as berries. So those are some ketotarian foods that we utilize in many different ways in ketotarian. So I wanted to give people options, and we put over 80 different plant-based keto recipes in Ketotarian to give people a variety of different options depending on their preferences and what they enjoy.
And Dr. Cole, I know you touch on intermittent fasting, and there's such a confluence of ideas here when you talk about intermittent fasting, the seasonal nature of getting your body in ketosis, and then also when that's applied to things like training and the periodization of training. It's just an interesting way that you express how all of these concepts meld.
Absolutely, and fasting is a powerful tool to enhance ketosis. It's interesting that intermittent fasting or time-restricted feeding both produces ketosis, but conversely, the more somebody is metabolically flexible and keto-adapted, the more randomly they will intermittent fast, not because they're thinking about it, but because they're not hungry anymore. They're not hangry. They don't have to eat a meal every 2 hours. So they will just wake up in the morning, and they're not hungry in the morning, so they'll go till noon and break their fast around noon. They've just randomly intermittent fasted because their body is burning fat for fuel instead of that sugar.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Will Cole. He's the author of Ketotarian, the mostly plant-based plan to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. Will, we've talked to, through the years, so many people about the different causes of inflammation, and that is a huge component of any diet. How big a role does that play? Because these things that you just lay out here in the title, you know, boosting energy, crushing cravings, I mean, if you crush your cravings for sugar, you're going to reduce your inflammation, the majority of your inflammation, I would think, or is that a misassumption on my part?
No, I would say that the foods we eat, sugar being a part of that, every food we eat is either feeding inflammation or fighting it. And sugar, to varying degrees, plays a major role in driving inflammation levels up. And we all have different tolerance to sugar and carbohydrates. But as a whole, when you look at the United States, we're consuming a lot more sugar than what our biochemistry is used to. And it is a major culprit of driving inflammation, which is the commonality between just about every health problem we face as a society.
If you're somebody who thinks you eat pretty well and thinks that, you're relatively in a physical state that you're comfortable with, what would be the signs that you are feeding inflammation versus working to reduce inflammation? Because I think they're probably, you know, and I'm stepping away from the obesity epidemic and the things that are much more obviously apparent. But those things that aren't so obviously apparent, what should people be seeing or paying attention to that would encourage them to explore the possibility of feeding, using the type of food that would reduce inflammation instead of feeding inflammation?
Sure. So inflammation, because it's so far-reaching, the manifestations of inflammation can look different in so many different ways. But some of the most common ways that people can see inflammation in their lives in more insidious, less obvious ways are things like fatigue, things like brain fog, where they aren't able to think as sharply or they feel they have muddled thinking, so to speak. And then, of course, anxiety and depression. Those are ubiquitous in our society, sadly. Those are shown in the medical literature to be pro-inflammatory health problems as well. And then, of course, digestive problems and joint issues, muscle tightness, muscle pain. Those are all symptoms that a lot of Americans feel, even if they're not diagnosed like with a full-blown disease or autoimmune condition. They're somewhere on this inflammation spectrum that I talk a lot about in Ketotarian, where we have to kind of take an inventory of how we feel and say, where are my energy levels? Where is my brain function? Where is my sleep? Where are my pain levels? These are things that people can start to see the inklings of inflammation in their body.
And Dr. Cole, I'm just assuming that because of your functional medicine past, dealing with thyroid issues, autoimmune conditions, hormonal dysfunctions, digestive disorders, and brain issues, maybe those components would, following the paths of those components led you to diet. Maybe that's extremely obvious, but could you tell us about your history and how you came to be a ketotarian and write this book?
Yeah, ketotarian was definitely born out of my own health journey and seeing patients. To this day, it's what I primarily do throughout the week. I consult patients around the world via webcam consultations, and I get to see these common links between seemingly completely opposite cases have their roots. And these issues that I talk about in ketotarian is that people find themselves on this inflammation spectrum. And one way to really attenuate and calm high chronic inflammatory levels is using food as medicine, and specifically leveraging the benefits of the ketogenic diet, but in a clean way, in a plant-centric way, and kind of harness the benefits of both plant-based and the keto diet is really something that I've seen do wonders in my own life, in my patients' lives, and now with the book being out, people utilizing ketotarian in their own lives.
Dr. Cole, I'm asking this question as it pertains to possibly our community, Park City, where fitness and lifestyle and diet are really a top priority. And although I would say today everyone here is sick. They have the powder flu, you see. It snowed about a foot last night, so that's what's happening today in our community. But wondering in terms of how different communities of people receive your message. Are there people that embrace it and have already been doing this for a long time? Are there communities of people who are quite resistant to what you're saying? What do you find as you go around the country and talk to people and share the insights that you've learned and that you've written about in your new book?
First of all, I love Park City. You have a beautiful city. I was there this past summer. I find that across the country, what I'm seeing is via social media and speaking in different cities about ketotarian is that it's well received. I think America can get behind eating more plants is a good thing. Eating real foods is a good thing. Inflammation is bad. Let's bring these things together. I think, and people are also, you know, the keto diet is having its pop culture moment. It's in the zeitgeist at the moment. And it's on people's radar. And the fact that this is something that we've talked about in functional medicine for a long time, it's now on people's radar. I think the reception that I've got from ketotarian is overwhelmingly positive. But, you know, there are some, of course, there's going to be some naysayers no matter what you talk about. And I think the biggest maybe criticism that ketotarian has is the diehard conventional ketogenic eaters where they eat meat and dairy all day long, and a lot of the carnivore diet people, that's the only people that don't really, ketotarian doesn't resonate with them, and that's all right. That's all right. We're all on a different journey. But the everyday normal people, the people that are interested in long-term wellness, are really loving ketotarian.
We're speaking with Dr. Will Cole. His book is Ketotarian, the Mostly Plant-Based Plan to Burn Fat, Boost Your Energy, Crush Your Cravings, and Calm Inflammation. And Dr. Cole, I'm wondering if you put a carnivore, say, next to a ketotarian, what are some of the general differences that you might find between these two individuals?
Yeah, I think when you look at all the diets out there in the world, most of them keep people in this sugar-burning state. The alternative is the ketogenic way of eating, this fat-adapted way of eating. And it's a big umbrella. And I think there's room for a lot of us doing the ketogenic diet in different ways. And the carnivore diet is one way to be in ketosis and eat meat and dairy. And that's the only thing you would eat. What ketotarian is still under the umbrella of ketogenic, just like carnivore diet, but it's offering people plant-centric ways. So that means vegan keto, vegetarian keto, and pescatarian keto. There's obviously some meat options for people there, but it's still plant-centric. So same goal. The goal is ketosis. The goal is lowering inflammation. I'm just doing it in a more plant-centric way.
And our guest is Dr. Will Cole. You can find him at drwillcole.com.